This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
When a city goes broke, when a housing crash and a record recession combine to force a municipality into bankruptcy court, the road back to solvency is a long one. A lot of things have to change in pretty drastic ways, too. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been spending some time in San Bernardino, California. It's in the desert, about an hour east of us here in Los Angeles, declared bankruptcy a couple of months ago. And we have met so far citizens who've taken it on themselves to make things better. We've talked about the pressing crime problem out there. Today, David Weinberg looks at the local politics of a city gone bust.
So what exactly does it mean when a city files for bankruptcy? Let's start with the little things, like toilet paper.
I was talking to one of the city council people today, Ms. Marquez, and she was telling me they don't even have toilet paper. They don't have anything because they cancel all of their credit cards.
Concepcion Powell is the founder of the Concerned Citizens Coalition, one of several citizens groups that have sprung up in San Bernardino. When city council member Virginia Marquez told Powell about the toilet paper shortage, Powell's response was not what the councilwoman expected.
Good, I said, I'm glad, because now you know how people feels. And she just looked at me like she couldn't believe what I was saying. I don't know what she was expecting for me to say, oh, I'm going to get you guys a whole bunch. I don't think so.
Powell is not alone in her sentiment. She has no sympathy for city council members. In fact, it's City Hall that she blames for the current mess that the city's in.
So all of these people spend more time fighting than really creating a plan for the city.
It's an embarrassment.
Pat Morris has been mayor of San Bernardino since 2006.
The lack of civility at the table is a sad experience for me.
He presides over a city with a unique political divide that has been intensified by the bankruptcy. Whereas most cities, you might see the division fall between Republicans and Democrats, in San Bernardino, many people will tell you they either support the mayor or James Penman, the city attorney. I asked the mayor about this. I'm curious how you would describe your relationship with the city attorney.
The most gracious word I can use is interesting, but it's very conflictual. I mean, he ran against me on both occasions when I'd run for mayor. He is, by definition, my lawyer and should be my closest ally. And in fact, it's quite the opposite.
Has that made it more difficult for you to do your job?
There is no doubt about that at all. Yes.
The city attorney declined my request for an interview, but I did speak to his wife, Judy Penman. She's head of the San Bernardino Chamber of Commerce.
And we have a slogan here. It's a great day in San Bernardino.
Judy Penman likes to emphasize the positive aspects of life in San Bernardino. She prefers the word challenge over the word problem.
Problems is such a negative word.
I asked Penman if she was worried that it would be hard to lure new businesses to San Bernardino with its reputation for internal conflict and a dysfunctional city government.
I don't think that necessarily stops people from coming in here. Actually, I just spoke to somebody earlier today who called and said that they had talked to one, not a council person, but one of the elected officials, and said that that person was always professional, always honest, and that person was very proud to do business with that person in the city.
When it comes to the future, Mayor Morris says the bankruptcy has forced San Bernardino to consider major reforms to every aspect of how the city operates. His vision for that future begins with a project called SBX.
The SBX is a rapid transit bus system, 16 miles in length.
The new bus line uses a system called light prioritization. When a bus approaches an intersection, the traffic light automatically turns from red to green.
So you can compete with the automobile for speed and efficiency.
So how will buses that don't have to stop for red lights save San Bernardino? The idea is that with easy access to the Metrolink, San Bernardino will be connected to the rest of Southern California, which would make it an ideal bedroom community for people who work in nearby cities.
When we complete our projects here relative to public transportation, we will have one of the first cities east of Los Angeles to have an alternative transport system for its citizenry.
In a region of the country built around the automobile, it remains to be seen whether an alternative transportation system can save San Bernardino from bankruptcy. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.